Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What, as he said, like one game, but are they really going to win in wild card weekend and then divisional round weekend and then AFC title game weekend with Russell Wilson? I don't think so. But with that defense and with what they got going with Russell Wilson and Pickens enough, they absolutely can win a playoff game and give you fits in a playoff game. But we're going to learn a ton more about like, oh, can they win consecutive games with their schedule? We already went through it. I mean, it is brutal. They're going to be underdogs in probably four of the six, I think I said, or something like that.
Even though they're a 7-2 football team, which really does say something, but also I'm close. I'll admit I am close to buying into the Steelers as being an actual threat in the AFC, mostly because they play, and we said this like week two, play a lot like the Chiefs. It is elite level defense. They have an elite level defensive player. They have good weapons on offense. Especially George Pickens might be one of the 10 most talented wide receivers in the league.
He's playing great right now.
He's playing great. Once they get him engaged and activated.
That's the key. Yeah.
Well, look, when they're winning, he's engaged. So, like, he's interested in playing right now, which means he's going to do the job at the level he's doing it. He makes more circus catches than anyone else in the league. They have one of the best coaches in the league. My whole hang-up is the only thing that's stopping me from buying in is, how big of a gap do I think this version of Russell Wilson is? If you would get, if this was prime Russell Wilson, like the Russell Wilson I thought Denver was getting in making for the trade, and I hadn't watched him fail and stink, I'm probably buying in.
Yeah, 2019 Russell Wilson or something?
I'm probably buying in. Yeah. I'm probably buying in to everything the Steelers are doing. I'm like, damn, to a Super Bowl winner, a guy who's been to a couple. He's played through these postseasons. He's gotten some big ones. With Tomlin and the Steelers, I'd probably buy in.
But
because I watched Russell Wilson just be stink
does
for
that,
2 years, I can't yet.
So does that make, for the reason you said, Cody, that they're very similar in style of play to the Chiefs, does that make you a little bit more nervous maybe even than maybe the Buffalo Bills or the Baltimore Ravens because of the style of playing?
No.
You know the game is going to be ugly.
It is going to be ugly.
You know it's going to be that way.
It is going to be ugly, but as Ross said as well, at some point,
it'll be the fourth quarter, and you, who are their quarterbacks?
Yeah, you have to look at, I mean, I'm not saying there's not ever outliers. It does. There's been a few. It does happen. But in the AFC, when I have Mahomes, Allen, and let's say even if your guy somehow gets in the playoffs, Drew, and it's Burrow, those quarterbacks are miles ahead.
Of
Russell Wilson. And then as Russ said, on the NFC side, even, you know, whoever you think is right now playing the best football. I mean, Jalen Hurts is starting to play a lot better football now too. So
yeah,
Jalen Hurts or a Brock Purdy, you start to look at Jared Goff. I know the name, but I understand he threw five picks the other night, but he'd been playing great until then. Like, there's a gap between that guy and I don't know who the seventh seed would be right now in the NFC.
It's actually a pretty deep conference. Nobody's all that bad.
It might be an NFC North team because
like the Bucks or something.
Bucks would be the division winner though. Or no, you're right, wild card. Sorry, yeah, Falcons are division winner. So yeah, maybe
I think it is the Bucks. Right
so
now.
Like even then, like that's a little more crowded. Like the names there don't stand out as much as Mahomes, Lamar, and Allen. But
what would it take for you to be? Is it them going through this stretch? Say they
go through this stretch well, 4-2, whatever. I mean,
I was gonna say they end up 11-6 and they win the division, or they go 12-5.
They go like 13-4.
11 win team now.
Based on their schedule, they get to like 13 wins. No way to ignore them anymore. You can't ignore them.
If they win the AFC North, do you buy them, regardless of the record?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Because that's a difficult division to win. The Ravens have Lamar Jackson playing better than any quarterback in the league at the current level of play. This is not a who's
It's crazy to think that they haven't even played a division game yet. I don't know if there's anybody else in that boat, but they're the only team that hasn't played a division game.
Any sense.
Two against the Browns, two against the Ravens, two against the Bengals. It's just, yeah. And then by the way, the Eagles are mixed in there too. So it's just, it's a crazy stretch coming up for Pittsburgh. They could either fall off in a big way, or we could be sitting here in a month and be like, wow, you know what? They're way more impressive than we thought. I still think the QB gap is, as Ross said, is like, they can win a game or two. Are they winning three straight games in the playoffs? I just don't believe it.
I don't believe it either. Well, I mean, again, time will tell. They have a chance to prove us all wrong. I'm close to buying what they're selling, but I'm just not there yet.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.